Hello, Internet. Craig here with Hurry Up Pinball Podcast, and we are back today. It is January 20th, 2025, and this is episode 4. And today we are doing our first Zoom podcast for the Hurry Up Pinball show. And today we have Izzy Pinball. So if you watch any of the streams, you'll recognize Izzy. If you've watched him stream, I'm constantly talking about him breaking down games and what's going on. So Izzy, welcome. I hope you're doing well, buddy. This is our first shot at doing the Zoom one, so I'm sure there'll be some hiccups, but we'll get it sorted out. So with that, Izzy, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Hurry Up Pinball. Thank you for having me. Wonderful to be here on the podcast. A very nice atmosphere.
Okay, first off, I got to ask the question. You are surrounded by skateboard decks, right?
I am, yeah.
Where is my Nash skateboard deck?
I did not buy the Nash skateboard deck. I think over the years as we've known each other that they've come up on eBay, and I just don't got the wall space for the Nash. Although the Nash is very special to me because that was my first skateboard that they bought me.
That was my first skateboard too. And we got rid of it as fast as we could, right? We thrashed it, we broke the wood, and then we got rid of it, right?
I tried to because you were a nerd with that skateboard. You needed a pro model of anything. You didn't need the Nash. The Nash just signified that you're small time.
Yeah, and the grip tape tore up your skin too, man. The grip tape was like standing on rocks.
Oh, like, you know, I was using, what, 1,000 the other day? It was like one. The grip tape on that's one. It'll take your knees off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I don't know. This is a pinball podcast, and here we go talking about skateboards. So I got to keep us on track, but that one's my fault. All right. So real quick, that's a sweet Grosso you got in the background. I know you collect the Grossos, right?
I have all the Grossos. I have like the first eight Grossos, doubles or triples. So nice. They're all up on the wall in the boardroom. So yeah, that was my favorite dude. That was always the one I wanted. I always wanted the blue Grosso toy box was the one I really wanted.
That the one?
And yeah, I ended up getting them when I was old. You know, you don't get stuff when you're young. I always had hand-me-down pro models when I was actually skating.
Well, we tore them up, right?
Well, I was hoping other people would tear them up because I'd get them. Like, I went to school with some well-to-do kids, and I'll take your Jordans if you think they're scuffed. That's fine. Oh, no. That Grosso, that little crack in it is really garbage. You should really.
I feel the same way about pinball machines. I'll take it. Oh, those graphics are wrinkled. I'll take it.
I was always ready to fix stuff and make do with what we had.
All right. All right, cool. So we should talk pinball because we're on the pinball podcast, even though I'm sure we could talk about skateboards all day long. And I'm still waiting on my Jason Lee Grinch skate deck. That's going to show up at my house one day. I don't know why, but I have a feeling it'll show up. So
I have Jason one in the garage. I'll send you. And not the Grinch, but I have some other characters, well, cartoony characters.
Grinch. It's got to be the Grinch.
No, that one. I saw that one. It's a little bit expensive.
All right, so. We're going to try and keep this, if we can, to like an hour today. So we're going to get going with some pinball talk here. So I got a little agenda. So we're going to run through some questions. And of course, we're always going to play the 10 questions, 5 favorite games, and hot takes. So those will always be at the end. But we'll get talking here about pinball, about, you know, a couple different things throughout the podcast today. And again, like I said, this is episode 4. So tell me and tell everybody, how did you get started in pinball?
Okay, so I had this story ready to go, and then I talked to my mom, and my mom reset the story and made me remember stuff. So I was talking to my mom about, you know, I wish Pops was around because I'd get him like, you know, Godfather Pinball, Batman. He'd love all this stuff. He always loved pinball. My mom tells me, oh, yeah, our first date, he took me out and he played pinball, and it's like his favorite stuff, and he was just loving it. And she told me a story about when I was a kid, and I actually remember this when she told it to me. We're at some really dive bar, and they have these pinball machines, and they're more like bingo. They're not like pinball machines with flippers, but they have all the little holes in them, and you have to line it up to, you know, get some sort of prize. So I was always fascinated with it and got money from my dad and put it in, and I apparently won like $20, and that was like a lot back in the day. And my dad goes up to the counter and he's like, hey, I won the pinball machine. They go, no, your kid run the pinball. We don't honor like minors. Like, we're gambling
Oh,
here. We
no.
don't honor minors.
Yeah.
And then my dad, being like the lawyer he was, no, he talked and he ended up getting the $20. So I think that's the beginning of my pinball.
Pinball
But then.
addiction. It started with money, right? So back in the day, was it LaGuardia, the mayor LaGuardia, who smashed all the pinball machines? Were you the reason he did that? Is that what it was?
It might be because it was shady because that's all in San Francisco and stuff. And now this
Yeah.
was like some kind of
Did
biker hamburger place type
it have the
thing.
stickers that said for entertainment only on it, like all the ones now?
Nah, there was felons there. Like, yeah,
Nice.
nah, it wasn't like a too nice. It was like a bar and a restaurant type thing.
I think you're the first person I've ever talked to whose intro to pinball was illegally gambling on a pinball machine. That's awesome, man.
Well, that's new to me. I thought it was the laundromat. So after that, like, I remember growing up in the corner store, and the laundromat had pinball machines. And I'm pretty sure the
What'd they
first one
have?
was the laundromat was Funhouse. And I used to battle the creepy little boy dude all the time. And I didn't like that too much. It was always fighting with Funhouse. And then they got Whitewater and the corner store, and then
Oh,
I fell in love. So
yeah.
Whitewater is my gateway pinball drug. I love Whitewater. It's my absolute favorite. Once I started playing Whitewater, then I started seeking out like Twilight Zone and some other games that I used to play on the rotation. But yeah, no, they had Mortal Kombat 2 and Whitewater at the corner store. I was defending champion of both. And all the kids would run up the street. If there was any run at the corner store, they'd come get me and they go, "Hey man, somebody's on your machine. You
Somebody's
better
taking your
come
stuff.
handle
Oh, that's.
business." Well, whether it's making waterfalls flow or doing fatalities, yeah, no, I
Nice.
had to go handle business. So that's where the pinball stuff started.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. The Funhouse is one of the first games I restored. I think Matt has two Funhouses right now, and he's working on dialing those in. You ever get the what was it? The double? It's like you put Rudy to sleep. Like he goes to sleep and then you wake him up and then you have like 30 seconds or something to get it in the trap door for like the double jackpot. Matt and I were talking about that the other day. That's like one of the best where Rudy freaks out and he screams like crazy. Remember
I've no, I remember that.
that?
I've done that. Like, I've done all that thing in the laundromat. I've got him to scream, but never
Yeah,
got
that.
too far. I think I got high scores, but it wasn't like crazy type high scores. But no, I remember putting them asleep and doing the back door and getting all that stuff to happen.
When he falls asleep and his Labyrinth is talking back here. When he falls asleep and he starts snoring, his mouth starts moving. I'm like, dude, that back when I first saw that, I was like, whoa, look at that. Yeah, Rudy's creepy though. I know a lot of people that are like, dude, I can't own a fun house. That clown creeps me out. The doll in there creeps me out. You ever see the one with the they paint up a crazy clown? They do like the scary clown. You ever seen that one?
No, but like
Oh,
Rudy
dude,
completely
it's gonna
creeped
happen.
me out playing, and I always thought like I don't think I'm gonna play this guy at night. Like, I need to get out of
Yeah.
here. This guy's a little bit creepy, so.
I know a lot of people that are freaked out by that. I think it's pretty funny. And then like then if you see Roadshow, you see two of the heads on the play field and it's Red and Ted, and then you gotta deal with them arguing about like all the little stuff he works in, you know. I think there's a little drug humor he works into that one, unless I'm mistaken.
No, that one's worse. I think I'm more creeped out. A two is definitely
Red
more
and Ted.
creepy than one. And then it makes me think of Chucky doll and Bride of Chucky in that thing. And it's like, nah, whether it be Roadshow or a Funhouse,
You know what?
you can keep your creepy dolls. I'm cool.
That just made me think of something. You know, as we Izzy and I are constantly brainstorming games that we want to build and all the ideas for them. I just had a thought. What if you did like a funhouse, but you did Child's Play with Chucky's head on the play field? I think you
Maybe,
might
maybe.
maybe.
I want more. Like, I do think that game is a little
You
bit
gotta stab the
restrict.
ball.
Is well, it's restricted, right? Because I think
It
you only
is.
got like half, or there's only
Yeah.
really shots to one side of it
Yeah, on
because
the
of that
left
whole head
side.
there.
Yeah, I mean,
Well,
you kind of get it up the middle, and then you can kind of get the loop to try and get around. But yeah, the right side of that, you have the scoop that's like right there, and then it kind of feeds through the pop bumper. So that right side's a little tight, but it's a fun game. But I found myself after a while, you put Rudy to sleep enough times, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for something a little deeper in terms of modes and stuff.
Well, if we're
Yes.
building off that, no, upper play field, right? Because I'm saying that whole lower play field shut off with like that head. We're talking
Yeah.
about garbage upper play fields all the time. Just have all your Rudy action on the second floor. Thank you very much. And then
There you
the
go.
first floor is cool.
Yeah. Fun house, House of Mirrors. Rudy's Revenge. That's what they should call it. House of Mirrors, Rudy's Revenge. Just put in mirrors all over the play field. You know when you get the two mirrors lined up at each other and it looks like an infinity mirror? Just put that all over the play field. I think that would work. Actually, I
That'd
don't.
be
I
pretty
don't
creepy. It reminds me of like the Bruce Lee scene where you don't know which to who to fight.
know. But you know what? I'd never be able to film that game because it would just be a reflection of all my cameras and all my lights. So I just worked myself out of building
I don't like the
it.
mirror blades as it is. I always like the graphic blades
Yeah.
for
What
that
did
same reason.
Pulp Fiction came with mirror blades and they actually look really good in there. So there's certain games they look really good in, and there's other ones where I'm like, nah, no go. All right. So I always ask everybody this question. How did you learn to work on pinball machines? Do you remember?
They break. Well, the thing is you've
They
known me,
do.
right? I think as far as my adult pinball experience, it's I only played probably pinball for maybe a year before I met you, kind of streaming online. So out of necessity, whether I think Batman was my first game, Elvira is broken on me really bad. It's just I've had a lot of games break on me bad. Pirates of the Caribbean took a lot of work. Batman's not too bad. Elvira took a lot of work. Took that house in, had to dial in a lot of different stuff. Let's see, Rick and Morty was challenging to realign all the ramps and the lanes, and then Ultraman
I had
kind of
fun on that one.
rebuilt the whole thing. So out of necessity, and the same thing, like I'm into old Volkswagen. So how do you learn to fix them? And it broke down and got no money.
Just got to
So
jump
yeah,
right in,
no.
dude.
Same thing. Like I don't have the luxury to hire the technician to come in, and I'm not too. I've never been too intimidated by fixing stuff. Just as long as I know that, the electrical, even if it's unplugged, can't kill me. That's a really big plus. I can dive in there. But like some of the old school video game stuff where you still die and it's been unplugged for a long time.
Yeah,
Yeah, no,
yeah.
not so much. I might be able to find money for that.
Not so much on the monitors. You
No,
don't want to
no.
you don't want to discharge the monitors. Yeah,
No, anything I got to discharge right, I'm cool.
I remember doing that. I remember doing that for the first time, and I was like, "Oh my God, I hope I do this right, because if not, this one's gonna hurt." So, but yeah, I survived. Ben's done that a lot, you know. So usually when you get into anything with arcade games, I always call TV Ben and ask him like, "What do I need to do again?" But yeah, I'm with you. You know, when you get into like serious electrical stuff, and I mean pinball machines, I'm pretty good. But you know, when you start getting into house stuff and electrical stuff, they're like, "Ah, I leave that to the pros. I'm not going to mess with that too much." So, but yeah, what was So you haven't, so you've been fixing games, what, for since about a year before I met you, right?
Just trying to set it up and make things right. So I don't know, what is it? I don't even know. We have to count how many subscription things, but it's at least 4, 5, 6 years
Four.
maybe.
Yeah, I think we're about 48, 49 months, and I think I've known you about 4 years. So, yeah, the pinball stuff, I tell people all the time, you know, you just kind of got to jump in. There's tons of resources. Pinside's got some great info. You know, if you're looking for specific items or how to fix something, usually what I'll do is I'll jump on Pinside and I'll just type out like the basic problem and then Pinside, you know, like broken switch, the game, and then type Pinside. And usually you'll find something that will kind of walk you through it in the forums. And there's a couple guys that have been on there for ages that are just amazing at it. And they put so much good information out there, you know. Yeah, as far as oh, you brought up Pirates of the Caribbean. So one of the things that's JJP's Pirates. One of the things I always tease Izzy about is he actually had a Pirates LE. And did you buy it? You bought it when it first came out, right?
I bought it within the first year of when it came out, and I pretty much paid list price, maybe minus $500 for it, but it hadn't got popular yet. But
Yeah.
it was rising. Like I was doing a lot of research. I had Batman, and I don't know. Was it pre-pandemic? It was probably pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it was pre-pandemic.
So I had Batman, and needed something else, and just like, hey man, these are really at 9, 10,000 bucks, this is a serious decision. So you have to do a lot of
Right, dude.
research.
It
So it's
is.
like picking the right rookie card at for baseball. No, I thought Pirates was up and comer. That was the one. It was a wide body, six ball, five different multi balls. It has a ship that shoots a cannon. And once I heard that, I'm like pretty much sold. So no, I ended up finding it on Pinside. Someone in Oregon had pinged me, said they knew somebody, put me in touch with them, blindly sent the guy money, and then had some guy, one of his friends in a van, bring it down to me
Oh.
on his honeymoon with his new old lady.
So let me ask you this. Was your first pinball machine you bought, was that Batman 66?
It was Batman
And you bought
66,
it
yeah.
new in box?
Yes.
See, you missed the whole thing. Like, so many people I know, including myself, we go out and we buy our first game. Like, half the time it's on eBay. You know, it's like $2,000 more than it's supposed to be, and you don't know any better. But I'm like, dude, you did it right. You went straight into buying a game new in box, and you've been buying them that way since, right?
But it was a
Not
grand
all of them,
extra. Like, well, here's the thing. Like, you want to kind of not really pay tax if you can. Also, no setup fee. So I had paid tax and setup fee with when I bought Batman. So that was the one where I kind of wised up, and I'm like, I saw them do it, and I'm like, I could do that. That's not that bad at all.
I think that the tax still gets paid. I think it's just, the discount flows your way on the overall price.
Any discount I could take will make
Yeah,
things
seriously.
wonderful.
Yeah, the price of these games, man. It's I'm always looking for the best deal that I can, because I mean, these things are expensive. When I got into this, I think the pros, Walking Dead Pro was selling for like 5,800 bucks, 57, 5,800 bucks. And I mean, the pros now, Stern Pros, are almost 7 grand. So it's creeping up there. And like you said, it's a serious decision, especially when you start talking $9,000 or $10,000 on a premium or a JJPLE. You start looking at that. Like, I start doing a lot of research. Like, do I really like this? Let's see what other people are saying. Let's see what's going on with the game. Yeah, all those things. You got to weigh all that stuff, man. And I've bought some and I've been really happy, and I bought some where I'm like, yeah, maybe not again. Stranger
Well,
Things, I have no explanation for that. I've had it 3 times. So, but they've all been pros.
there's no explanation for that whatsoever. But no,
No.
you get way wiser at this game of playing. Like me and you, we bought stuff first day, and we've also waited stuff for a year.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think you have to you have to judge on an individual basis. Like me and you bought Foo Fighters first day. Probably if I go back in time, I wouldn't have bought Foo Fighters. Bought Mandalorian when it came out. I probably wouldn't have bought Mandalorian. Avengers, maybe. I liked it. I like it. Stay here. Rick and Morty, I probably wouldn't have sold that one. I like to keep that, even though it is a spooky game. But I probably would have liked to keep that just because the uniqueness. You get a little bit bored of it, and the code only went so far. But like, by far the best animation integration and call
Oh
outs
yeah.
that there is. Like,
Yeah,
I like that game.
there's a couple of things I would have tweaked on that game. But I mean, it had the potential to be awesome. Yeah, it just needed a few more little tweaks. A few more little tweaks, I think that I'd still have that game. But I had it and I sold it and I got it back and I played it for a while and I was done. The second time I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm kind of back to where I started. Where I'm like, okay, I've got about as far as I'm gonna get. There's not much else to see here. And then you start going, hey, I got 10 grand tied up in this game. Like, I could go buy two used pros and have two more experiences. So that's where I've kind of fallen on. I know you kind of regret selling that and kind of wanting it back, but yeah, I had my second go around with it and I was okay after the second one, I think. So,
Yeah, maybe I need my second go around. Maybe not, though. Like, because it's one of those games. Like, some games are special to you. Like that game, I was good at that game. Like, I'm good at Batman. Like, I'm pretty good at Jaws. I'm good at Rick and Morty. Jurassic Park.
What's
I'm
your GC on
debating what.
Jaws right now?
I don't know.
Six
If
point
only,
something billion.
yeah, something like
He's
that.
gonna say
Not
only
under 10 bill. Well, the thing is like I
10
feel
bill.
like I've only scratched the surface. Like I haven't had a like I felt a good game at that yet.
Yeah,
I've
I've
had
had a
okay
couple, and
games. I've had okay
mine is
games.
like 1.2.
Well, even when I stream, like I stream one of like 4 or 5 billion, I gave away the first two balls. And I think you raided me, and
Yeah.
it was like starting on like ball three
I
magic. And
remember that.
then
Yeah.
I stacked all the extra balls and ended up doing okay. But yeah, I could do better on that. But Rick and Morty was one of those things where like I think I got 240 million or something. I think that's
Yeah.
really good at Rick and Morty. I forget
Yeah.
the decimal point on it.
Yeah, you had some
I
crazy
remember.
amount of mega seeds. I remember that. I was like, dude, how many mega seeds did you get?
I
I'm over
think
here trying to get like 20 in a game, and you're like, yeah, it was way more
40 or
than that.
50, and it
Yeah.
froze on me. I broke it. I have the
Yeah.
clip on my channel where it's counting mega seeds, and you can see how many are left and how many millions are going to multiply. And I'm like, there you go. And I'm like, I got two balls left. Like, what the hell?
And then it froze up on you.
Yeah, nah, spooky games
Oh.
have froze up on me a lot. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're
I
meant to
love.
be banged around. They're not to be meant to be won because the code flips out. They're like, what? We wouldn't have never planned somebody to beat all five modes.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. I think you're on a list over at Spooky. They're like, don't respond to his stuff, man. He's gonna break something.
Well,
He's
they're
gonna
like
break
the
our
thing
code.
is, they're great. They replace everything, but everything
Yeah.
breaks. Even when me and you went to TPF, we played Scooby-Doo the first year it came out. I went over and I handed Bug the flipper button because it came out in my hand. Like, I don't understand
Remember
how
that.
somebody that screwed on from the inside with a nut, how does that even
I remember looking at you with that. That
pop
was
out
pretty
like
funny.
that?
And
I
I
was
get it.
like, this.
I've had stuff come loose. I mean, but yeah, that was one of those ones where like, yeah. I mean, I've had some. I mean, don't get me wrong. Spooky's build quality and their stuff's getting better and better. And I like what they're doing. They're heading a good direction. I had zero problems whatsoever with Halloween. Halloween was great to me. I never had to touch Halloween. But yeah, it's one of those things that every game seems to get better and better. I want to play Evil Dead. I'm looking forward to playing Evil Dead. Hopefully we'll play that at TPF, and kind of see how that goes. But
I
there's some
hope the
spooky.
geometry is good.
Yeah, that's
Right?
the thing.
Because like when me and you played, what is it, Looney Tunes and Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I'm like, man, dude, like some of those ramps are not kind of well thought
Yeah.
out.
The right flipper to the left ramp, and maybe it was just the way it was set up. I feel like, I don't know if you feel like this too, but at TPF I always feel like the games are just kind of set out there with like they use the bubble level, and I never trust that thing because I've had games where it thinks so off, and I've played somewhere I'm like, this thing's crazy floaty, I don't even want to play it. I would rather the game be too steep than too floaty. Floaty kills me. But yeah, when we played both of those, I definitely felt like Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a little harder. It felt a little meaner, even though it's the same layout. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting some more time on Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But again, $9,500, $9,800 collector's edition. I'm like, I'll wait. I'm gonna wait a little while. One
Oh,
day,
yeah.
I'll trade a game that I'm like, if I get a floater game in here and it comes up, I'm like, yeah, I'll trade this for that or something.
Well, that's why you got to be careful with your money, right? Because it
Yeah.
falls value. Like I got Ultraman for what, 95, sold it for 5 grand, lost half my money on it. Like, how do you stand behind and go redo that? That's why,
Yeah.
like, I like Sterns. They don't break. The code's going to be done. There's going to be parts for them. They're not going to be out of business. Like, that's why I buy more Sterns. Even with Jersey Jack, yeah, I love Pirates, one of my favorite games ever. But really,
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit of a hoopty, like, not build quality, but like, yeah, they're good the first few years. Not like a Stern. Stern stays together. I was always scared something was going to break on Pirates and I was never going to be able to
And be
fix it.
able to get the parts. Yeah. You'd be calling me going, hey, can you 3D print me this? And I'd be like, I'll try.
I know, and we do it. It would just break the first three prototypes.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. You and I are in agreement on this one. All right. I think Jurassic Park, one of the best games out there. Is it?
I would say yes. I think it is the most well-balanced, well put together. Like it across the board, it gets all the scores to get the highest
Yeah.
score. I think code-wise, it's wonderful. There's so many different three, four different wizard modes, escape Nublar. You have the
Yep.
multi-ball with the raptor pit. You have the moving dinosaur. The whole play field shoots incredibly. The whole aspect of chase, like You want to catch every Pokemon. You want to catch that map and you want to go and progress through the dinosaurs. So I think it just has a little bit of everything. And I would say,
Yeah.
yeah, it's probably, if you're judging non, non, not being partial to anything, yeah, I think Jurassic Park went.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I mean, I love the adventure aspect of that. I'm like, does it feel good to get a big score for me? Yeah, it does. But I'm content. I want to play through the content. I want to beat the game. If I get 100 million and I beat the game, or if I get, 20 billion and beat the game. Like, I just want to beat the game. That's kind of my thing. The scores are fun, but I like getting through the content. And that's what I like about Jurassic is you can pick your there's enough there that you can vary that game that it doesn't get stale. And I kind of find that with Jaws too. It's this pick your own adventure kind of thing. You can go after all these different things and you can play it a couple different ways, which I really like, as opposed to something that's very linear where you got to work through certain stuff. I mean, that's fine. I don't mind working through things, but like Wizard of Oz, when I had the Emerald City, and man, it was fun, but it got really wood choppy. I was doing the same things over and over and over again just to melt the witch. And then I melt the witch a couple times. And it's like, okay, the only thing left is somewhere over the rainbow. It's so far down the line, I'll probably never ever see it. And then it's like, okay, at this point, I want a new experience. So, so what's your take on rotating games versus keeping them? Are you in a position where do you have a floater game right now?
I do have a floater game, but like I'm a bad businessman. I sell too late and I don't sell early. So sometimes I get stuck with stuff. So right now my floater's Elvira, and Elvira, there's no market for Elvira right now. So I don't know
The
if I'm gonna
market's
sell.
flooded.
So
Yeah.
it's between like I have four games right now. I have Batman, I have Jurassic Park 30th, I have Jaws Premium, and Elvira. So Elvira and Jaws are probably the ones that I probably move now, whereas Jurassic Park 30th, I don't think that's going anywhere. I think it's the, like we talked about that, I think it's the best game and I got the best version of it. I ended up trading my pirates for Jurassic 30th in the box and a Jaws Premium in the box.
That's
I
a pretty
turned
good
down
trade,
way
dude.
more money. Well, the thing is, I probably could have got 5 more grand out of it because I was getting hit up at the absolute peak of it and I kind of sold late. But I think it is a good trade. Like I was done
You
with
weren't
Pirates
ready to
even.
sell, though. You were calling me and you were like, what do I do? Like, and I'm like, dude, you love that game. Like, it's a lot of money. There's a lot of money there. It's a lot of money. There's a
But
lot
it
you
was a
could get.
collectible. It turned
Yeah.
into a collectible, not a game for me. And I wanted
Right.
games that I play. Like Pirates. It sat there for 2 years and I didn't play it. Of course, they didn't update the code and I've pretty much blown it up. Like, I've streamed doing all 25
Yeah.
chapters and I did 4 of the 5 wizard modes and I drained starting the 5th wizard mode. So I almost got to the end of it. So I was pretty much done with it. And I know they have
Yeah.
a break the curse now, but no, it was a collectible. It's like, I just can't have stuff that sits there. I thought if I had
Yeah.
Jurassic there, I'd be in a better place for trading. I'd be in a better place probably financially with those two games than just that one. So I don't know. It was
Yeah.
more using my brain than my heart. If it was my heart, I'd probably keep that thing forever. And it'd probably still be, downstairs now. And I'd probably only have two games on it in the last year. But
Yeah.
when I do play it, it is special. Like I really do like Pirates. I think it's a
I
really
always
special
wanted to
game.
play Pirates in a home setting. I haven't played enough of it to really have a good opinion on it. I played it at Troy's place when they had it there. He had a standard, and I remember he went to sell it. I talk about this all the time, but he put it up, and I think he put it up for 10 grand. And I was like, wow. I'd love to grab that game, and I'm like, I can't spend $10,000 on a pinball machine. Yeah,
That's
that was the
funny.
wrong call.
It's like, yeah, when I wanted to buy houses in Silicon Valley, I can't spend that amount. And that's like, one
Yeah.
tenth of what they are nowadays.
All right. Yeah. So, all right, we were talking about this other day, Jurassic Park. Give me five pros and five cons of Jurassic Park.
Oh, geez. Okay. So let me do the pros
I'm gonna put
first.
you on the spot.
Well, the dinosaurs are pro and a con. So we only got probably four left on both of them
Yeah,
because the
four left to go.
dinosaur's cool. I love him. I love how it goes, but at the same time, really bad shortstop. Like, like a shortstop that better be able to hit, because sometimes he makes trouble. I'm having a great game and I'm on like my second T-Rex challenge and he bends
And
down
decides
there.
not to catch the
And
ball.
it's like to start a mode and to start the other mode. Everything's on this shot and he just keeps dribbling off his lips. It's like when you go to teppanyaki and the pe person can't catch the shrimp. You got If somebody throws a shrimp at you got to
You got
eat
to
it.
catch
Just
it.
same thing with T-Rexes. T-Rex, if I throw a pinball at you need to eat it. So that's the plus and the minus, but
Okay.
it's cool to have a moving dinosaur.
All right, give me
All right.
four things you really like about Jurassic.
I like the raptor pit. I like that thing being there, and I like the little control room on the side there. I
Yeah.
like usually I don't like things tight, but I like those two shots.
They're
I
makeable
think they're
shots,
great.
that's the thing. And you can backhand that raptor pit, which is nice.
Yes, you can. And they'll make you pay if you miss, well, every
Yeah, if you
shot, if that
miss
game
it
will
and it
make you
rolls
pay.
right back down the middle. Yeah.
But okay, left side, I like left side. I like the Raptor shot tower where it goes and it feeds back
Oh
into the
yeah.
left fipper. Like it
Yeah.
just the flow of the game and then the other right ramp. I like the flow is probably three.
Yeah.
What else? I like the helicopter shot. Helicopter shot's really
It's
cool. It feels really good. It feels real satisfying. And like when you have it on lock, to be able
Yeah.
to set up your right flipper from the left flipper with a forceful, very macho helicopter
I
shot
like that
is
helipad
pretty
shot. I
cool.
like it. I like it when that shot rolls. When that shot's rolling, I like it because I can get that extra like push to just slam the ball in there and get it to go around. I like that. That one's tough for me. That one's tough for me from a stop. When the ball's just sitting there and I drop the flipper and I go at it, I got like 50-50 shot. But when that thing's moving, I get a little spin on that ball, I get it up there.
Then
Cons.
five. No, I didn't do five yet. I think
Oh,
five is
sorry.
the missile shot. Love the concept of you better choose quick. You're running out of time. You're late for school. There's a test and you need to shoot. Go.
Right. I like that. It's well done, but that damn truck is always in the way. Every time I go to hit that shot, that truck is always in the way, man. It
Well, it's
never
a good little
fails.
segue, Craig. It brings us to the negatives. Number two,
The
yeah, no,
negatives.
the
All
stupid
right.
truck. Nobody likes the
Yeah.
truck. Truck's ugly and in the way.
Yeah, truck's ugly and in the way. I wish they would have done the legit Jeep. You know, pay GM, get the license, throw a Jeep in there, man. I know you can swap it out. I know it's something that you can buy. I could probably print one and paint it and stick it in there. But yeah. So okay, so we got two cons there. All right, give me three more cons on Jurassic Park.
The inner loop is horrible. I hate that shot,
Yeah, this
especially
shot's hard, dude.
especially when my
When you
life
need it,
depends on it. Let's see
you.
the O shot. I hate that shot too,
Oh,
especially
shot's
when my
tight.
life depends on it.
Yeah.
What else do I not like about that thing?
There's just one more. We only need one more.
Oh, the Outlands, left or right, take your pick. They're both
Both of
jerks.
them. Yeah. All
Jerks,
right. With that
jerks.
in mind, I'm going to ask you, death saving in a home environment, yay or nay?
I will allow one per game,
One.
but
What if I'm in my
you
best
have to be
game and I'm
over a
about to beat the
billion.
game?
No, you have to be over a billion. It cannot be under a billion. You have to be saved. There has to be a purpose for your save. If you're
What
saving a
about on
ball
Labyrinth?
under on Labyrinth,
That game's so mean. I just want to death save all the time. I hope you feel bad for death saving on Labyrinth.
then I'll be negotiable to up in my desk. If a game is a jerk, then I mean
Yeah.
you gotta fight fire with fire a little bit. I would say that if
Okay.
it's doing it to me, then yeah, no, maybe more. But the thing is like my thing is it has to be a double tilt.
Double
You
danger. I
can't have
agree with
you
you on that. It needs
cannot
to be double.
have a setup where you're getting a one tilt death save because that's not a death save. A death save, you're jarring it, and you should barely get away with one death
I've
save.
had some where I've done it so quick and at just the right time I've gotten one. I'm like, yeah.
Not a game of skill. That's not,
Not a
see, I
game of skill.
removed game of skill from that. Nah, it's a
No.
game of cheating at that point.
Oh. Yeah, it's all right. I'm okay with it. My conscience doesn't kill me. I'm fine with it. All right, I got let's see. So I got the top 20 pin side list right here, and I want you to tell me out of these games, give me three of these you don't think belong in here. All right.
Yeah,
All right,
boy.
I'm just going to
Okay.
read them in the order from 1 to 20. So just give me three and tell me why.
And the top 20, and they don't belong in the top 20.
That you don't think they're top 20 games.
Oh,
All
geez.
right,
Okay.
I'll do it this way. You let me know if there's any games in here you don't think belong in the top 20 and tell me why. All right. From 1 to 20. Metallica Remastered, Godzilla's Number 2, Medieval 3, Jurassic 4, Attack 5, Monster Bash 6, Maiden 7, Deadpool 8, Elvira, House of Horrors is 9, Twilight Zone's 10.
Okay, break, pause.
Break. All right.
Deadpool's maybe the only one. I don't know. Deadpool can maybe live in the 20s. Those other ones, I'll have to bow to Monster Bash, Attack from Mars, and Medieval Madness as the, what is it, late 90s type rush on stuff. Okay, they can be in the
Classic.
top.
Yeah.
But as far as me, I don't care for Medieval Madness. Attack from Mars is okay, and I like Monster Bash the best out of those three.
It's funny. I like that one the least.
Really? Oh, Monster
Yeah.
Bash. Oh, man, you blow that thing up. You go for it's so many. There's
I
so
need to
much to
borrow. I have a
do.
friend who's got one, and I need to loan them a game and borrow that and get it out of my system. But I think when Troy had his, the flippers were like up more on Monster Bash. I don't like that. I like it when they're like in line with the lanes. It's just the way the flippers sit just bugs me. There's something that bugs me about it. I just can't. I don't know. I can't get over
I flip those other games. Like, I have plenty to do with Monster Bash. Then
Yeah.
Metallica belongs there. Godzilla, I think, although is overrated, belongs there. Jurassic Park, I think, is at the top. Iron Maiden, I don't have enough time to judge it,
We got to
but
get you an Iron Maiden.
based on my friends' sentiments, such as Hurry Up Pinball, yeah, I guess Iron
Good
Maiden
luck with
should
the
be there
mummy
too.
card. Yeah, good luck with the
Deadpool,
mummy
I've
card.
blown it up and I've got a real great score, but on location, I play Deadpool a lot on location, but I only think it's okay. Elvira, House of Horrors, I think is a really, really good one. I think it has moments. Like Gappa
Yeah.
Angry is definitely a pinball moment that will compete with all other pinball moments, I think.
So
And
let me
then,
ask you this question. Twilight Zone's number 10, right?
yeah.
One thing that is missing from the top 20 is Whitewater.
Because
Would you
there's
put
people are.
Whitewater in the top 20?
Yes, because people are stupid, of course. Whitewater is like the beginning of modes. Your
Yeah.
raft is, you hit your shots and you progress your raft. And then all of a sudden they thought, holy crap, that's a mode. People really like that. We should do
Yeah.
that. All modern pinball you now play is basically getting a raft
Most of
just
them
in
are
a different
modes.
way. So that's why
Yeah.
I think it's so wonderful because you had the Whirlpool Award. And then you had the super jackpot where you had to go in the upper play field where you
Yeah.
go two different directions. It's just too much going on. Like as far as like I think, yeah, Medieval Madness, you blow up the wall, whatever. I just think Whitewater was on a different level. Plus, I'm partial to Sasquatches myself. I like me a good Squatch. So like, that attracted me to Whitewater too, is Squatches. Although Twilight Zone, I used to go take the bus to Straw Hat when they opened. As soon as they opened, I go run and play Twilight Zone trying to get all the little lights on the stupid door.
Yeah. All right. So Deadpool, I could agree with you on that one. Top 10, maybe not top 10 overall, but all right, let's go 11 through 20. 11, Lord of the Rings, 12, Jaws, 13, Elton John, 14, The Big Lebowski, 15, Foo Fighters, 16, JJP Pirates, 17, James Bond. I'm happy that game is where it is now. It deserves a lot more now.
We can talk
There
about
he goes.
that. Keep going.
Cactus Canyon's 18, Rush is 19, and Indiana Jones Pinball Adventures 20. Any games in there that don't belong, in your opinion, in your humble opinion?
Lord of the Rings is wonderful, but it is a lot of it's okay. Like I
Yeah.
think it's missing a little bit. I love it. I love the game, but like
I love that game.
to be that
Yeah.
high, Jaws ain't the most wonderful game in the world, but it's fun. That's the thing about Jaws for me is like I have so much fun
Yeah.
just attacking those sharks in the whole game. So I have
The
fun
jerk
playing it.
sharks, jerk sharks.
They're absolute jerks. I want to catch all of them and string them up.
Yeah.
Elton John's there because all the people with money also own a computer. So they have to let people know that they bought it. I played Elton John. It's all right, but it's like the last three JJP is like, okay, just what Bedazzle the gangster Jersey Jack, and you got Elton John minus a piano. Big deal. It's the same type of shots on the bottom play field. So Elton John, eh. Big
Got some
Lebowski, I
time.
re
I've got some time on that at Troy's, and I enjoy it, but I'm really missing like the mode aspect of it. I mean, there's some stuff that you do in the game, but I like modes. I like the story progression. I feel like, with Elton, it's not so much about that. You know, so that one,
Well,
yeah,
like, I don't
it's
have the
beautiful
inner
though.
desire to find the sunglasses for the crocodile. Some people do. So yeah, to each their own, I guess.
What about Lebowski?
I love Lebowski. Lebowski, here's the thing with Lebowski. Like, I
It's
have
like
issues
pirates.
spending my money on it, right? Because the Dutch, their history with Dutch and ripping people off, and also them going bankrupt, unbankrupt, and now they got a new game here. I want to have a solid company parts code so that you progress. Like, I heard that the code got better at Lebowski, but I like Lebowski. I think it should be there because it does hit that world under glass scenario. You got the
There you
bowling
go.
alley, you got the upper play field, you got the rug, the carpet. I have no issues with that. Foo Fighters at 15, give me a break, dude. Like, just because too many people bought it by accident, like me and you. Like, Foo Fighters, all right, but like, I was done with that, and like,
I
just.
played the daylights out of it and I was ready to move on. It wasn't bad. I enjoyed my time on it, but when I played like you know about it. Like I went after that game. I mean, they hadn't coded the final wizard mode, but I went after it and I got everything in that game and I sold it before they put the final wizard in there. And I enjoyed it, but I played it. I went at that game too much. I played like 200 games in like 3 weeks and I was just burnt on it. Like all the stuff, like I was ready to move on. I mean, not a bad game. I have some friends that love it. I have some friends that are looking for one. But I just told them, it depends. If you really love the band too, it's like, there's like people that, Matt loves Rush and that's like his dream game, But for me, like Foo Fighters, I like the Foo Fighters. I'll listen to the Foo Fighters. You're not, given a choice between Maiden and Foo Fighters, I'm gonna listen to Maiden, But yeah, I just played
I
it too
agree.
much.
I think like it's just a C plus across the board, and you get sick of it as far as playability. I mean replayability. Oh man, I blew everything up and I killed a little Martian dude, and like it is what it is. So like, yeah, it's cool. Like, I think the quirky thing about it was like the little eight loops and how the ball hops around. But like
The flow on it was really fun. It was different.
Upper play field's garbage though. Like, you have to be a bad player to be good at the upper play field. Like, I'm just ugh.
Once I
I
figured
just
that
didn't enjoy it.
once you hit the flipper on the upper play field, if you get it to go around and you basically just hold the flipper, by the time it spins back around, if you hold the flipper up, it pops into the spinner. And
I
it's like
pretended
once you
to
start.
be. No, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say once you figure that out, it got a lot easier, but the ramp to get up there was brutal. Like that ramp was pretty damn steep to get up there.
A hard shot, and when I was up there, I just pretended to be uncoordinated, and things really worked out for me.
It's like what I love about Jaws on that upper play field, it's hard to get up there, but if you screw your shot up, you get thrown off the deck of the boat and you fall off the little plank and the ball falls down the middle of the play field like you just fell off the boat. That upper play field on Jaws is a lot of fun. The one on Foo Fighters, it felt like a lot of work to get up there, and I needed a little bit more reward for something up there.
More fun, but at 15, I don't think that thing belongs there. Go back in again to the 20s or 30s.
All right, Pirates 16, Bond 17, Cactus Canyon 18, Rush 19, Indiana
Pirates
Jones
top
20.
three. Pirates top three. The only reason Pirates ain't top three is that everybody ain't rich. If everybody's rich, they all have Pirates. They all know how
There's a lot
great
of
it
people that
is.
haven't played it.
Pirates, wonderful game. I think it's top three. James Bond, straight garbage. Okay, like that. Talk about bad. Like, geez, I'd rather have a Scooby-Doo where you get a participation award rather than a bonk fest like James Bond. Code, wonderful. Code
Yeah.
saved it, just like Code
Code
saved
did.
Batman. Like, I enjoyed playing Bond because of the code, but as far as feeling good, like, I'm crying hitting the shots. They feel so bad.
I had to put up those magnetic reed switches in all my orbits because the ball would just roll out of those. I'm like, dude, it's a hard shot to make it. When I make it, I better get credit for it. I spent like $120 putting magnetic reed switches in mine just so it would register.
Just for the first extra ball. So you got the first extra ball. Congratulations. $120.
Yay.
It's like getting aim assist.
Yeah, seriously. Cactus Canyon, does that one belong there?
Jeez, dude, as far as like the old school, jeez, 90s shots.
It's fun. It's a fun game, but I think, dude, I would swap Whitewater and Cactus Canyon in a heartbeat.
They're not even in the same league. Like you
No.
said, I can make a argument for Cactus Canyon. I like the two ramps. I like the stupid the moving goalie, which is like a cowboy or something there in the back.
Yeah.
I like the way it shoots back. I like the scoop.
Yeah, the train tracks and Save Pauly and all that.
I like it. It's just an inferior product to Whitewater though. So like, yeah, no, maybe I think that one's not in there.
Yeah. Rush, Indiana Jones. They stick around.
This is bad. We're gonna make enemies because we have so many good friends that absolutely love Rush, and they bought the $9 million topper to it, and they have all the tattoos of Rush and stuff. But
It
like,
is a
yeah,
very deep game. It is deep.
I
It's a
finished
deep
it.
game. There's a
It's
lot
not
going
that
on.
deep. It's all right. It's like Pirates would
Are
take
you a
you way
Rush
longer
fan?
than that.
Are you a Rush fan?
No, I try to force myself and I still can't force myself. I think I learned how to play one song while I had the game here.
Yeah.
Like the layout is great. If that thing was Led Zeppelin, it'd be one of my favorites of all time. But like, yeah, no, like I'll take it or leave it. Like I think it's way, who else do we have here on the list? James Bond. Oh my God. Rush. James Bond should go step back 50 on this list compared to
It
Rush.
was
Like run
way back
Rush.
there for a while.
Rush should be somewhat near here, but I don't know if it should necessarily be 20. But it's a nice balanced game, but you gotta like the band
Yeah, that's true.
to be able to dig into it. Then Indiana Jones, I can't say nothing bad about that. I used to take the bus to go play Indiana Jones because they only had one town. So
Yeah,
I do
Indy's
like
fun.
that. And
I like
at the
that game.
time,
I can't pay the money now to get one. I'd love to have one in a home for a while and play it at home and get used to it, but I'm not paying $14,000 for that game. I just not there's no way.
well,
Can't do
no DVD. Like for me, I just can't spend my money on a non-LCD game. Like the thing, there should be a huge discount. If there's thousands of dollars difference between a non-DVD, like a DMD game and an LCD, cool, but there's not. When it's the same price, no. I'll take parts
Yeah.
availability, I'll take video footage, I'll take all that stuff all day, every day compared to 1993.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so that's a pin side top 20. I think we got at least three to get out of there. All right, real
Oh, but
quick.
you should go through a little bit more. Here, let's go real quick. What's the next five? Star
Okay.
Trek, Addams Family, Star Trek Next Generation, Stranger Things, Infinity Quest, Batman, Willy Wonka, Arabia Nights, AC/DC, and Labyrinth. I kind of like this grouping last than the last grouping we were in, right? Because Star Trek, I think there's an argument for that. Addams Family, there's an argument for top 20 for that. Star Trek Next Generation, there's an
Adams is good.
argument
I
for
like
that.
Adams. Yeah. I
Stranger
like Star
Things is
Trek Next
straight
Generation.
garbage, and you couldn't pay me to play it, even though you've owned it 3 times. Infinity Quest, oh my God. Like, if you took, I took Calculus 4, and I still don't like it. You have to be way more nerdier than that. Batman Premium, top five for me. Willy Wonka, I think that's a good game. That could be a Jersey Jack that actually, that
You're
should
the outlier
replace.
with me. Yeah.
Well, that should replace, what is it? Elton John on there. I think Willy Wonka was a fun game. Arabian Nights, all right. AC/DC, all
I
right.
say it all the
Labyrinth,
time. Willy
I need more
Wonka,
time.
nobody knew how to play it. Nobody knew how to play Willy Wonka. Like it was one of those games where it wasn't intuitive. You actually had, I had to read rules on it. I had to pull the glass and go through it. And once I figured that out, I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I started doing it and started getting tickets. And it's fun. But I mean, if you just hit left ramp, right ramp over and over again, because they're the easy shots, nothing happens in that game. Nothing really happens. Like you got to get it moving.
What's the thing on the back box that the Ellie has? It locks the three
The Wonka
balls. What
Vader?
is
Yeah, Wonka Vader.
it? When I played it on location, like to you said, like to your point, I didn't know what to do. I just Wonka Vadered my ass off. I did two or three
Just
Wonka Vader
always
games,
getting the
and then
golden ticket. Yeah.
you're close to GC.
Yeah. Just get the Wonka Vader. All right. So, real quick, and then we'll get into our questions. We're what, 49 minutes in? Pretty much on target. Any of the new games interest you? Any of the last couple releases from anybody? What are you looking at?
Metallica, I've never had it in the house, and I've only played it a few times on location, not even enough to know the modes or anything. So I'd like
Yeah.
time on that, but I don't think that would be a keeper. Dungeons and Dragons, surprisingly, if you told me what it was before, I'd be so unexcited. But seeing them roll it out and just seeing how it's kind of a journey and a little bit of video gamey and it changed and all this stuff,
Yeah.
little bit interested in that. But like again, like I know that these are not going to be keepers, but I do have some interest. I do have interest in Labyrinth. I've heard a lot of good things from you and others about
It's
Labyrinth
mean.
being out
I'd
there.
love to see you give this game a go, regardless of whether or not you keep it. I'd love to see how you did on it because it's tough, man. It's a shit kicker.
Well, the thing is like I know jerk sharks and jerk other things on Labyrinth. What are they, jerk Muppet? I can't call them a Muppet. They're probably like what? A
Jerk drains.
troll?
It jerk
Jerk
drains. It's
troll?
not the
I don't even
trolls.
know the character.
It's just straight drains, dude. The drains are what make that game brutal.
Well, you can make a mod. You can make a mod for that. It's a piece of scotch tape, and you just put it
No,
over your
here's the
left and right
thing.
outline.
Here's the thing. I actually stretched a rubber over that outline and played. Doesn't really help because then the ball goes in the upper left outline. You know, dude, it's I took it off. I took it off. I just took it off. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna play the stock because it really doesn't change it that much. It's fast, it's mean, there's a little bit of clunkiness to it. But it's hard and getting through, there's only six modes, but two of them you have to beat the first go round, or you gotta go all the way to Goblin City, play Goblin City, and then go back around. And if you screw them up the second time, forget it. I'm like, dude, you're not getting to Jareth. You're not collecting orbs, man. Game's over. It's fun, but it's brutal. I'm glad I have it here. But it wouldn't be a keeper for me. I mean, if it was 7 grand, maybe, because my pride would get in the way, and I'd be like, yeah, man, I want to beat that game. But dude, the difference between just getting to Goblin City and collecting all 13 orbs, when I got to Goblin City, I had two. You need 13 to battle him, and it's just like, my God, that is like Matt. I told you, Matt did it, and he got down to the last three shots. You know, he got down to the last three shots to beat Jareth. Had plenty of time, had plenty of pinballs to work it, and the game froze up on him. I mean, straight up froze up on him. And he was like, "I'm done. I've been
Yeah,
chasing this thing for a long time." He's like, "I'm done."
that's the worst ever. Well, it's like Trophy Mania on the Infinity Quest. Like I did that too, and I'm like, you know what? That this should not be legal to do that to people.
I
That's
hated it.
too
I got
much.
so pissed off when I'd get stones. And then halfway through the game, the bastard would come and he'd take them away. Thanos is like, give me those back. And he'd take them all. And I'd be like,
No, Jerk
that
Shark. That's where
sucks.
Jerk started. Jerk Thanos. I'm like,
You
what are
jerk
you talking
Thanos.
about? Like I already. This guy's trying to take my lunch? Like, screw that dude.
He did.
This is my
Dude, he's
lunch.
mean.
If I give you my fruit cup today, I'm gonna have to give you my fruit cup every day, Thanos. No, this is my fruit cup. Let's see, Evil Dead, not really any interest. Like, it looks like a
Not a
good
horror movie
game
guy
for
though, right?
spooky.
Yeah.
It looks too creepy for me. I don't think
The
I'd be able to
artwork looks really
look
cool.
up.
It's beautiful. Dude, that Halloween, the artwork on that cabinet and the plate, dude, it was beautiful. They did an awesome job on that. I'm like, those Evil Deads with the butter cabinet, those things are gonna look great with that crazy topper on it. But again, if you're not a horror
I
guy,
know.
you know, it's probably won't do anything
Why
for you.
all those felons are in prison, their CEs of the Evil Deads are going to be all nice, and then they can just continue to be creepy in prison. But yeah, no, I'm sure they'll last you a long time.
Yeah. All right. Okay, real quick. Five games that you want to see made in the next 3 years. Rattle them off. Let's
Jeez.
hear.
Let's see, some
Let's
kind
put
of
you on the
Cheech and
spot.
Chong, some kind of Cheech and Chong game. Me and you have talked about it.
Yes.
What's the next one? We've talked about some kind of Integrity Farms, the Journey of Stan Marsh's
South
Life
Park.
game. That
Yes.
that'd be a good one
Integrity
too.
Pinball.
Integrity Pinball. Let's see. Do I have any other dream themes? Boy, it gets slow after that. I didn't think of some of these things. Some of mine have been made. Like I've always been a big Aliens guy, and then Aliens came out, and I wasn't too big on the actual
Yeah.
version that came out. No, that's about it. I
That's
just
it.
think it's a funny game. Well, actually, Ozzy Osbourne. I think we've been seeing him, with Stern and some others. I like
Yeah.
that.
That would be cool if they made a Black Sabbath pin. Or what if they made we're talking with Greg and like Motley Crue.
No, I'm a.
How you out on a Motley Crue?
No, I'm not a big
No.
Motley Crue.
No. You Poison fan? You own a Poison
No,
pin,
I'm
don't you?
not. No, my cousins used to send me the for Christmas, they used to send me the new Poison tape. And like, nah,
Yeah, I had it too.
we're Megadeth Metallica guys out here. I don't think we did that.
I don't think they're ever going to make a Megadeth pin. Do you think they'll make a Megadeth pin?
No, probably Huey Lewis in the New Sports. They'll probably make that pin coming up here.
Huey
There'll be
Lewis
some
in the
other
News
really
Sports.
hashtag bald themes that they can make that people would really, really, really like.
Somebody just was it Blues Brothers just came out the other day. I think somebody was giving their first impressions of that. And I remember there was some wacky thing going on. We're like, this isn't made for pinball players. This is made for collectors. And I'm like, oh boy. Because
I
I
go
got the
for Blue
code on that one.
Brothers. I love me some Blues Brothers, but I think mostly comedy movies would be something like
You
that.
imagine if
I'm
they made a
si I'm
Hangover pin? Hangover or Super Troopers? Dude, those would be fun. I
well,
miss the
there's a
comedy pins.
multi-ball with a tiger, right? The tiger has to be a tiger multi-ball of some sort.
Yeah, there's a couple out there. I got my list ready to go, and if and knowing my luck, they'll all hit in the same year, and then I won't have any money to buy any of them. So,
Well, here's the other thing. They haven't done a sports. We've done 19 music spins. When's the last
yeah.
time you made some kind of baseball, football, hockey? Like, I think the sports stuff translates. I know the licenses are horrible or whatnot, but like, I think pinball started out with a lot of those hit the ball type baseball-y type games. I think that Frank Thomas game is really fun. I remember when the Frank Thomas game came out and you hit
Yeah.
that thing. But
Yep.
I think that's another thing. Like, I don't need another still Hawkeye Part 9, and it's like,
Yeah.
hi, I'm a cameo call out, and it's like, still art. No, I don't need more of those. But some kind of competitive thing. You have movies, you have dinosaurs, you have things like that. But I think sports, like I see people looking for, oh, I want that Monday Night Football or this football game or that game, or even soccer. Soccer's big.
Yeah.
I think that's undervalued because you have your built-in demographic. Like, do more people like baseball or Elton John or football or Elton John? I know maybe you don't get the license for those teams, but you can make a, some kind of generic version of stuff, like just like Lego does. Why
Yeah.
pay why pay the license when I could have my own teams?
Right. Yeah, the and to another point, I think a Lego pin would be kind of fun. I want some more comedy pins. I want to see somebody make an airplane pinball machine. Somebody made like a homebrew one, but I want to see somebody make that. I want to see some like Super Troopers, South Park. I do want to see a little more. I'd like to see Stern start making a couple horror pins. Really think they should. I would love to see a night. I want a new Nightmare on Elm Street, man. I want one. I'm not gonna be happy till I get one.
Well, you had the custom version that smokes and catches on fire. So
Freddy. Yeah.
that's a
He breathes
custom
smoke.
a
Oh.
Freddy version.
Oh, the dogs are down here now, so wife must be going to bed. All
Oh,
right. Now be
well.
quiet and behave. All right, we are just about an hour. Let's get into favorite games, hot takes, and 10 questions, and then we
No
will call it a
chance.
podcast. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to kick it over to this next little screen. I'm going to get a little count going down. I know what your favorite game is. I already know it. Don't even need to do this. It's going to be right here, but this is going to be one you don't have. There it is.
Okay, thank God. It can't be decorated with poor taste.
Was gonna put up Thunderbirds.
No, so many Batmans are decorated with horrible taste. They like get
Are
like
they?
a 12-foot Joker like doll, and they put him on
They
top
stick
of
him in
one
the
ramp.
shooter lane, and
They're
the
like,
ball goes
ah, it
between
looks
his
so
legs.
great, and it's like you embarrass all of us.
So I know, Gomez designed it. Lyman Sheets did the code. Lyman's awesome. We all know that.
The best.
But. Yeah, it's some a lot of my favorite games, man. A lot of my favorite games. He's done them. The code for him. Walking Dead, love the code on that. I did that. All right, give me your top five. I know Batman's probably number one for you. What are your other four?
I'm gonna go Jurassic Park 2, Jersey Jack Pirates 3, Whitewater 4, and
Whitewater's four.
Elvira 5. Like, I was gonna kick
Wow.
Elvira out, but no, Elvira has special moments. Like, I just think that Gappa Angry and a lot of the other things, what is it?
It's rewarding. That game's rewarding.
they came from outer space or whatever. It's wonderful. I know they redid it so that sell the house is more eventful. Like I have a clip up on my channel of beating the house, and I'm like, there it is.
Yeah, me too. When I beat it, I was like, eh, that's it. And then they're kind of we're done now. But I
But
think the
those
roads
are
are
the
worth more.
five.
Yeah. Yeah,
two
that's a pretty dang good
linemans
list. Yeah.
two linemans let's see, we got an Elwin, we got the Jersey Jack dude, and Norman. Well, Lyman Norman.
Yeah. No, those are all good ones. I like those. I think if Whitewater isn't once Whitewater comes down, that's a game at some point. I will probably pick it up if I can get one in the like low sixes. Just clean it up, make it nice and pretty, and just stick it in a corner and keep it. I just love playing that game. My wife likes playing it too. That always helps. I'd sell Toy Story 4 and get a Whitewater if she'd let me.
I had a deal for like $3,500, like
Remember that.
early 2000s, for one from one of my friends, and I ended up selling some stock to have the money, and then they ended up flaking on me, not selling to me, and like I'm like, ah, okay, that's only like $35,000 now, but yeah, thank you
Yeah,
very much.
only 35 now.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
I set that money aside, and ended up never using it until I got my Batman years and years later.
Well, that worked out. All right, I'm going to kick it over to the other screen, and we're going to do hot takes, and we're going to do 10 pinball questions, and then we're going to call it a podcast, man.
All
Here we
right.
go. All right, let's move Izzy over there. So, hot takes. Two things. Give me two. You got two things that you think are going to get people a little riled up. I mean, because the last two, I like Ben thinks Pirates is overrated.
Well, the thing is like that's for people who haven't had it and haven't played it much. He also says it's too complicated. I don't think it's a complicated game at all. There's
I
five
need more time on
multi-balls.
it. Yeah.
There's five movies with five modes in each. If you do your movies, you get a wizard mode. It's deep. It's not necessarily complicated. Yeah, there's a couple of rules where you get a super multiplier or whatever, but like that's always complicated. Any game that you play and you need to get like a $10 billion one shot, yeah, you're gonna have to jump over this, hop with one leg, bark, pull your ear, and then yeah, shoot the shot within
Yeah.
5 seconds and get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think Pirates is just a really, really wonderful game. And the thing is, it shoots so well. The it's a wide body, and just that upper play field, there's not a more fun upper play field than that. Just the two shots, hitting it through the spinners, hitting all the little
Well, it's
switches
rocking.
up
It's
on
pretty
there.
damn cool. Yeah.
And you also fired at a moving boat at a target at another boat. It's just too cool. It's just the inner loop's great. The multi-balls are great. It's Jersey Jack's best by far. And like it wasn't floaty for me. Mine didn't have any flipper problems. It shot like a stern. So yeah, no, Pirates is a good one. It's too bad that there's only under 1,000. That's why it's, not much
Not
more
in enough
no
people's hands, and
notoriety.
it's cost prohibitive at this point for most people. All right, now you got any hot takes? Anything? Any games you think everybody loves that you think are terrible?
Oh gosh, let's look at that top 20 again. Like I don't know, we've been talking about Medieval Madness. I'm like, oh, I get bored with that pretty quick. Yeah, it's really cool. It's like that's like the gateway to get people into it. But I
You're
think
gonna be so mad
it's
at me when you find out I'm on the list for Medieval Madness.
yeah, no, huh? I know.
We
Let's
can
see,
all be wrong, right?
I think Godzilla is overrated. I think Godzilla is a wonderful game, but I think it's a little bit too fair. I think giving you four extra balls
Extra
along the
balls.
way is a little bit too much, and then it's too much of a mountain to climb and too much chopping. Like once I beat that game, I didn't want to really play it
Yeah.
again. And then
I
also
have.
hot takes, anything from Jersey Jack or like Spooky, like y'all just make poor decisions with your money, I think sometimes. Like
I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Avatar. I mean, visually it looks beautiful, but the theme does nothing for me. Godfather, it just the theme integration, it just didn't feel like it fit together. I don't know. Those two I struggled with. Elton was a little more fun. I'm curious to see what they're going to do on Potter. But, I'm with you. The recent Jersey Jack stuff, You know, it's for the amount of money you spend, I would much rather, instead of buying a new JJPLE, and this is just my opinion, I would much rather spend that money on two Stern Pros and get those two experiences versus spending, you know, all in like $13,000 for the cheapest JJP. Like I'm that guy. If Potter comes out, I'm not getting a Potter. I'm not gonna get a Harry Potter, you know. And I'm scared to see what they're gonna do with the price too. The smartest thing they could do is leave that price alone. Actually drop it down a little bit or make less of them. You know, if you're gonna jack the price, make less of them.
Firing
But
people isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, the person who bought those licenses should be fired. The person who raised the price that much should be fired. Like, are you on purpose trying to run the place into the ground? Who on earth is going to buy 20,000 Elton John machines? You overvalue how many people like blue people. Like,
yeah.
Avatar, really? 12,500? And somebody goes over your house, hey, how much is that 12,500 for Avatar? I mean, like, yeah, oh, it's a beautiful masterpiece. No, I don't know. I have no
There's just
interest in
something
it.
to me, there's just something about that 10,000 price limit. You get above 10 grand, that better be a dream theme, and it better be the game I've been waiting years for it to be made. And you better not make 10,000 of them. You know, like, come
I
on.
think they've struck out. Like Toy Story, they had the license. And then how many times are you going to give it to Lawler to get you guys in trouble? You know, like, I mean, come on. How many times? Like, it's like holding on to the quarterback that's it's for too long. No, you trade these guys early, not too late, or else you're bank it, like you're out of the playoffs, but in pinball you're bankrupt. Like, I don't understand how Jersey Jack has been able to absorb all these horrible decisions. It's okay to get rid of people. Like, if you're paying 12, like you said, if you're paying 12,500, can I have a theme I want? Like, oh, you're getting that Avatar. Again, there's like three people who like Avatar.
I've never
Okay.
even seen the
And
second one. I watched the first one and I'm like, yeah, visually it was a great movie. I'm like, it was okay. I'm like, it's a little long for my taste. I'm like, I haven't
here's
even
a
seen the second one. I don't need to go see it.
if you want to make blue people, make the Smurfs, redo Avatar, underwater, underplay field Smurf world. You're blowing everything
My
out,
God,
right?
just buy
Every
the
bald
Nintendo
dude wants a
license. Make a
Smurfs.
new
They
Super
don't.
Mario game. Like,
Just
dude.
blue people with tails. Like, I don't think it speaks. 12,500. I just really want to come off of that. No, for Gargamel, some fools might come off that.
Yeah, I yeah, it's just and you know, we have no one to blame but ourselves, because during COVID prices skyrocketed and everybody's flipping games, and the manufacturer saw that, hey, these games were selling for 7 grand are now selling for, you know, $10,000. I mean, so there's some blame to go around there, but still, 12,500 for your cheapest version of the game, like, dude, Harry Potter could be the most amazing game I've ever seen and not spending 12,500 on it, you
The
know.
only licenses go to Lawler. He got Toy Story and Willy Wonka, and he basically gave us like Lawler Part 19. Like, and then
There's a
also,
lot of
oh,
classic
you
Lawler
guys got
stuff in
it too
those games.
dialed in. Dialed In is the best out of all three of those. You just needed to buy a theme and not a theme. And then they
Yeah.
just got worse after there.
Dialed
So
In is fun, man.
I'd be pissed off if I was one of the designers of Jersey Jack and they're like, hey, Pandora's Revenge. I'd be all, God damn it, dude. Maybe I should quit.
Oh, yes. I don't know, man. But yeah, those are definitely some hot takes. I agree with you on those. The prices are pushed a little too high. You know, there are some games I think that are a little bit overrated. Yeah. So that's why we have hot takes, you know. And you know, it's like Ben said, these are just my opinions. It's the
Yeah,
same thing.
it's not a contest to make the games more eccentric, Jersey Jack. You're
Yeah.
trying to actually make people like this. Like, what's the weirdest game we can make with the lowest demographic? I got it. I got it right here.
Yeah. Like, we'll get a War of the Roses pin at some point.
They're romancing the stone. Oh
Romancing the
man,
Stone.
I've been waiting for that
I love
one.
that movie. I don't need a pinball machine though,
But they
okay?
didn't get Danny DeVito licensed, so he's not on the
No.
play field.
No. They drew a guy that looks oddly like Nedry.
Yeah.
All right, it's time. It's that time for our final segment, and our final segment is 10 pinball questions. So let me throw that up right there, and we are going to jump into 10 pinball questions, and we're going to see how you do. These are all on games you have played a lot or you have owned. So here we go. You ready? How many prediction? How many of these questions do you think you're going to get right
Hold
out of
on, let
10?
me get the I need to get the Google window up here real quick.
No,
Okay,
we're not doing that. You're not cheating. You know,
look,
there's
I
no Google
should be
windows allowed.
able to pass the class. So I think a 7 and above, I should probably should be able to get. If I get
All
below
right.
that, then I'm a
All right.
disgrace to the
I
family.
threw you some softballs in here. It's perfect. All right. Number one, which character is directly below the big spinning disc on JJP's Pirates of the Caribbean on the CE version of the game?
Oh, the octopus face, dude.
What's his name?
I don't know.
He's
D
got a
Dr.
locker.
Octopus.
He's got a
Dr.
locker.
Octopus.
He's got a locker.
He's not Davy Jones Locker. That's not him. He has a different name. God, he's one of the 20. I didn't memorize one of the 22 characters. Yeah, but it's the green octopus face guy.
Yeah, it's Davy Jones.
Is that? No.
That's Davy Jones.
But he has a different name on there.
Well, isn't Barbossa? You have Barbossa. He's the pirate, but isn't he? I always get lost on that, but no, the squid dude's Davy Jones.
Okay.
There you go. Are you you're yeah, you got it. You got it. What is my dog doing?
Because
Please
I
don't
know it's
throw up.
different. Because I know it's a
Yeah.
whatchamacallit. I know it's
John,
Johnny
it's Johnny on
Depp
the other one. Yeah.
on the
So he's on the
LE.
CE. It's Davy Jones. All right. Who was the game designer of Elvira's House of Horrors?
Nordman.
There you go. See, a little softball,
Because
man.
he's taller than I thought.
Two.
Because when we were at
He's tall.
TPF, you went to go talk to him. You're like, oh, dude. I'm like, I gotta talk to that dude. He's pretty
I got to
cool. And
talk to
then you talked
Nordman.
to him for a
He made
while.
my favorite games. Yeah, he made some of my favorite games, man.
Mine
Whitewater,
too.
Elvira. God.
I think Elvira is a good one.
Yeah. All right. I know you love this one. How many spinners are there on Foo Fighters Premium?
There's one on the upper play field. There's one on the bottom part. Three. Oh, and there's one over there on the right side. Maybe four. Let me see. Shit. Okay.
Hold up.
No,
I think
that's
it's
not a
two.
spinner over there. It's one,
I think it's
two.
two. You got the one up the middle, and you got the one on the upper play field.
There's nothing on the right.
I don't think there's a spinner in there because that's a
Oh
loop
no,
shot.
there's just a sensor to hit the extra ball. That's why I'm thinking about
Yeah.
the right-hand side. There's a
All right.
couple. All
That's
right, there's a
two.
couple. Let's
All right, here
hop.
you go. Who signed the Topps Batman card on the Ellie apron of Batman 66?
Who signed the Topps card? It depends.
On the LE.
Oh, on the LE, it has to be Batman himself.
Remember his name?
Yes. It's not Bruce Ward. No. What's this? Jeez, he passed away too. I should know. And
Where's old
he's like
Family Guy? Yeah.
a super cool dude.
Yeah. He's not from the East.
Batman. Bruce Wayne, of course.
Bruce Wayne. Adam West. I'll give it to you. You knew who it
Adam
was.
West.
Adam West. All right. Here you go. I got another Batman question for you. Batman 66 was released in December of what year? 2015, 2016, or 2017?
I think it's
You're looking it up.
seventeen.
I can see the computer in your glasses.
Yeah, but I know,
It's
but
you.
I'm not even there yet. No, I think it's 17 because it's later. Well, it's 16 or 17. It's the first LCD, so Aerosmith went before that. So you're giving me 15, 16, or 17?
Work it out, man. You on your phone now?
No, I have my eyes closed. No, I think I'm gonna go with 17. It might be
16,
wrong. 16.
2016. Yeah, that's close. I wouldn't have got that. All right, I got an here you go. Since I know you love James Bond, name four of the six villain modes on James Bond. Because you
Oh,
played this game a lot.
I know, but I know it by color. Okay,
Yeah.
there's the yellow dude mode, and I hate that mode.
That's
So
what I
there's
have written
the
here, yellow dude mode.
yellow dude mode.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, let's see. Goldfinger mode, but is that
Yes,
let's see.
Goldfinger's one of them.
I like the green one where you beat up the rocket and he's like, "Oh," and then he kills the lady at the end.
What's the name?
You
Mr.
remember the name?
Greenfield, is it Greenfield or something? Blowfield.
Blowfield,
It's close.
same thing.
Yeah.
Blowfield,
So you got
same thing.
Goldfinger. I'll give you Blowfield. You know what I'm
Oh,
talking about.
the red dude who has a scar on his face and he calls you old man and then you beat his ass and you're like, who's old man now, fool? And it's the right hand shot on the right hand side. That dude, that's a villain. It's like Boris Barakoff or something.
Rosa, there's Rosa Klebb,
Yeah,
Largo,
of
Largo.
course, Rosa Klebb. What other mode is there?
I'm only giving you partial credit on this one.
There's a light blue. I know it by all the colors. Okay, so there's that red dude, that yellow dude, the green one. Who else? Who
Pro
else is?
version has
Oh,
a back glass.
the two dudes who are married to each other who kill people with scorpions.
Nope, those are not villains. Those aren't the villain modes.
Oh,
Those
those
are
are
the
henchmen. Okay.
henchman modes.
Sorry. Okay, I'm getting my henchmen mixed up. Okay, so the actual villains. Oh,
All right, you got Goldfinger and you got Blofeld and Rosa. We already talked about that one, Rosa Klebb.
no, and Mr. something, Mr. Hand. Who's the yellow guy?
It's Doctor No.
Yeah,
Oh,
no,
there's
Dr.
Doctor
No's
No.
different.
And
No,
there's
he's
Mr.
not yellow.
Henderson. Yeah. Largo.
Largo, that's
Largo.
the yellow guy.
All right. Oh, this one, I'm not giving you credit for this one. You're not getting credit for this. It was hard though. Dr. No, Goldfinger, Rosa Klebb, Largo, Blofeld, and Mr. Henderson. Those are the villains.
Mr. Henderson. Okay.
I would have struggled. I probably would have got maybe two or three at best on those. And I had the game for a long time and I played a lot of it.
Oh, I just
All
know
right.
the well, I like it because it's I like the endings because you usually kill people. Like there's the woman who you chase on a motorcycle and then she
Oh,
like
yeah.
somebody dies in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's the car that you carry, it dies in the water. I like how yeah, it
Yeah.
would if you
They
beat
ended
all
good.
those modes,
Yeah.
people die.
Yeah. That's the fun part. All right. What does it say on top of the pop bumper on Rick and Morty?
Oh, geez, the jerk one on the left-hand side.
Yeah. I went a little deep today.
I've taken it apart too. I think it was broken on mine. I had to fix it.
It's a note from Morty. I mean, it's a note from Rick to Morty, and what does it say?
I have no recollection.
Says, Morty, do not touch Rick.
Yeah, I know.
A little post-it note, that's it.
Actually, I like that thing way more than a sling bumper down there, to tell you the
Yeah,
truth.
me too. It's fun. That game taught me how to play defense, man. You got to be on it with that thing. All right, this is a softball one. All right, who did the artwork on Stern's Godzilla?
Oh God.
Forget his name.
Bigfoot, Yeti.
Think you're
Yeti
almost there.
Bigfoot.
You, yeah.
Yeti
Yeah,
Bigfoot.
throw some
Bigfoot
zombies in there and you got
Zombie
it.
Bigfoot. Zombie Yeti Bigfoot.
There you go. Zombie Yeti. Oh, good old Jeremy Packer. Jeremy, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. Were you you will we I will not call you Yeti Bigfoot, I promise. All
Okay,
right.
well, everybody looks the same, so it's kind of hard to tell.
What was Kid Multiball originally supposed to be called on JJP's Wonka?
Oh, God, it's supposed to be called Have Somebody Else Design a Game.
Okay, so they changed this. It was originally supposed to be something, and they toned it down, and they ended up going with Kid Multiball.
Fat
Do
Kid Multiball.
it.
They toned it down because the little
Crap.
guy he wants all the chocolate milk and he jumps in there and he drinks it
That's a
all.
good guess. That's a good guess, but no.
Like, is
The
it
correct
Augustus? Who's the little fat kid?
answer is Brat Multiball. So I was kind of
Brat.
bummed. It was supposed to be Brat Multiball, right? And the insert, if you look at it on pin side, there's a couple pictures that actually have the insert and it says Brat Multiball. And it says collect brat, right? But they changed that and they made it Kid Multiball and they changed the insert to say collect kid. Which I think collecting brats is probably better, but
Oh no, they could fully call those kids jerks. Each and every one, something's wrong with each of those kids except the poor kid, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Jerk,
Buy me that, Dad. No,
jerk
lock her
multiple.
out. Yeah, jerk. And then
It should have
the
been
one kid
Brat. They
eats
should have
too
gone with
much.
Brat. Yeah,
One
should have
kid
been
watches
Brat.
too much TV. They all got a problem.
Yeah, all of them do. All right, last question. Here you go. Let's end on this one. I think you can get this one. On Stern's Jurassic Park, there are three inserts in front of the stand-up target located in the pop bumpers. What do they have written on them?
Oh gosh.
There's three things that
Where
stand-up
is this
target
at?
does. The one in the back right corner of Jurassic Park with the pop bumpers.
The one that you start Raptor multi-ball with?
Okay. So what's on the inserts? No, Raptor multi-ball is on the side. You're close though.
What's
It's a
on the
mode.
well?
You start a mode by hitting that stand-up target. It's a multi-ball. So that's on one of the
Well,
inserts.
okay, there's Chaos Multiball, then
Yep.
you get a then it's like, I don't know, is it an amethyst or frozen honey or whatever it is? You have to collect it.
Amber, I'll give you that one.
Amber, yeah,
Amber
there
is
you
the other
go.
one, and there's one more.
Amber's same thing as frozen honey.
Yeah, frozen honey. Yeah.
Oh, geez, it starts invalid too.
Yeah, but how do you get there? What do you what what's
Oh,
it
you
for?
got missile command,
There
missile
you go.
launch, missile
Missile
attack.
Command. I like how you start naming video game. Yes, it is Amber, Smart Missile, and Chaos. That's what the three inserts are back there. So, yeah, those are some tough questions, man. I was turning the screws on you there a little bit.
How you give me a Willy Wonka game and like I've only put quarters in it? Like I haven't owned. You're like,
You
oh, these are
borrowed
games you
Wonka.
owned or
You
put
borrowed
from
Wonka. I
who?
remember you
No, I
borrowed
didn't.
Wonka. Yeah, you
Who gave
did.
me Wonka?
It was what? Was it Botfly?
No,
Somebody
I don't
loaned you a
think I
Wonka
got
for a while.
Wonka.
I think you did.
No, it was whatchamacallit,
All right.
Botfly. He lent me
Then
everything else, but
you're
I
five for
don't think.
nine. Then you're five for nine. I'll get rid of
I
that
got
question.
dialed in from him. I got James Bond from him.
I could have sworn you had
Elvira. A
Wonka
lot
for
of
a
good
very
ones.
short period of time.
Did he bring Wonka over? No, I don't think so.
We thought it was an LE, but
I don't
all
think
right.
so, because then I would have got Super Gobstopper.
Yeah, maybe.
And I would have sent you a new Foot picture, too, if I
New
had
food.
that one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There was 10 pinball questions with Izzy. All right, we're rolling upward an hour and 20, so I think it's probably a good time to stop. We'll get you back on here pretty soon. And we'll definitely get you back on here after we hit up TPF in March. So we'll probably have a ton of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff. Maybe we'll even get to play Harry Potter. You know, who else? Or, I mean, who knows what else will be out. You haven't played X-Men. You need to play
I haven't played
X-Men.
X-Men. I want to play, what is the super expensive one? Let me see here. What is it? Alice in Wonderland?
Oh
I
yeah,
wonder
I
if
want to
there's an
play
Alice
Alice.
in Wonderland might be there. We'll get to play Avatar. So
I
if we
want to
go
play
early, we get to
Lebowski if
play
it's working.
Avatar.
Every time I'm there and I want to play Lebowski, it's always broken. So
Oh, we got to go play barbecue again. That's your favorite. I
yeah, we
like
gotta
you
play
like bar.
barbecue. I do want to play Avatar. I want to check it out. So
We could wait an hour again to play, what is it, Princess Bride?
Princess Bride. As you wish.
We could do that.
All right, well, Izzy, thank you so much for hanging out. We'll get you back on here soon again, buddy. And if anybody is out there, Izzy's going to start hopefully streaming here a little bit more frequently. I'm trying to get back into the mix too, and usually I'll raid Izzy's channel if we can coordinate. So make sure you hop over to Twitch, check out his channel, Izzy Pinball. Give him a follow over there. He is on the West Coast, so he's traditionally streaming. I'm on the East Coast, so it kind of works out. About the time I'm tired and ready to go to bed, he starts playing pinball. So. Yeah, Izzy, thank you so much for hanging out, buddy. Is there anything you want to tell the viewers?
No, awesome. Thank you for having me. And the viewers, it's a good product you got going on here. Not only the podcast, but the streams and the instructional videos and everything. So check it out. It's all good stuff.
It's yeah, I just do we do this for fun, man. I love pinball. I love having the discussions, and it's funny because a lot of these things that are coming up on the podcast are these are discussions we just have over the phone. Yeah, we probably talk
Actually,
a couple times a week about this kind of stuff. So,
we just record them now. So now we
yeah,
move
we're just
on and
recording them now. So, well, cool. Well, all right, Izzy. I hope you have a great night, buddy. And to everybody out there, I'm gonna kick it over to the end screen here in a second, but I say it all the time, and I'm gonna say it again. Stay it again. Did I say stay it again? I'm gonna stay it again. I'm gonna say it again. Stay safe and play more pinball.